AP News for Friday, December 2nd. I'm Ben Thomas. Western allies are closing ranks in an effort to starve Russia of funding for its war in Ukraine. Norman Hall has details.
The group of seven nations and Australia have joined the European Union to adopt a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil. Europe needed to set the discounted price by Monday when an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea and a ban on insurance for those supplies take effect. The price cap aims to prevent a sudden loss of Russian oil to the world that could lead to a new surge in energy prices and further fuel inflation.
Democrats have voted to make South Carolina the leadoff state on their 2024 presidential nominating calendar. That would bump Iowa. President Biden has endorsed the move, saying it will better reflect the party's deeply diverse electorate. The full Democratic National Committee is expected to approve the change early next year. In economic news, Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick on the November jobs report.
This is a better than expected jobs report, particularly when you look at the number of jobs added on the month, 263,000. The expectation was about 200,000 jobs added.
The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, but Hamrick says strong wage growth could be an issue for inflation hawks.
Our average hourly earnings are up 5.1% over the past year. The Federal Reserve looks at that and believes that it has more work to do with respect to interest rate increases. And of course, we have a Federal Reserve meeting looming in the middle part of the month, and there is the expectation we will have another rate increase then.
A jury in Los Angeles has begun deliberations in the rape trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. He could get more than 60 years in prison if convicted on all counts. And a new report finds South America's Amazon region lost 10% of its vegetation from 1985 to 2021, an area roughly the size of Texas. This is AP News. Researchers at the University of Houston have demonstrated a potential weapon to fight the nation's growing fentanyl crisis. Ed Donahue has the story.
Dr. Colin Hale's team is working on a vaccine.
This, in combination with present treatments, will be a game changer.
Hale says you get the vaccine, you develop antibodies against fentanyl.
These antibodies bind to fentanyl if it is consumed and prevent it from getting into the brain, where it may trigger euphoric centers or trigger respiratory depression and opioid overdose death.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott met with the researchers.
Quite literally, fentanyl is killing Texas.
Abbott says the problem is not just in his state, it's nationwide.
Over the past year, about 1,400 Texans lost their lives because of fentanyl.
Hale says current fentanyl treatments are not adequate and we need a different strategy. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.